Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. We are holding on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. We are at V'lo Yafkiana at the two dots, about 5 lines into the page. So the Mishnah had said V'lo Yafkiana Basudrin. The person is not supposed to put raw eggs in hot cloths on Shabbos. The cloths were heated by the sun. But Rabbi Yossi says it's mutter because we're not gozer on Toldos Hachama. So the Gemara brings a Mishnah from later on in the Masechta in order to explain what exactly the case is where the Chacham and Rabbi Yossi disagree. V'haditna, and that which we learn later on in the Masechta way ahead on Kuf Mem Vav and Beis, Nos and Tavshi L'toch HaBor Bishvil Shehei Shomer. You're allowed to put a cooked food inside a bor that has water in it in order to protect it from the heat so that the food shouldn't spoil. Ves Hamayim HaYofim, and you could put a kli that has clean water in it, Bira'im, inside a body of cold water that has non-potable water, Bishvil Shehei Tzanenu, in order to cool off the potable water, and you can put cold water, a pot of cold water, in the sun in order to heat up the cold water. So that's all the mission that we're going to have later on. So says Gemara Lema, should we suggest that Mishnah that's matir to heat up the cold water in the sun is Rabbi Yossi? He v'lo Rabbanan, is maybe only following the sheet of Rabbi Yossi and not the Rabbanan, because Rabbi Yossi is the one that allows putting the egg into the cloth that's been heated by the sun, and the Chum disagree. The Chum say that such a thing would be aser. So Amar of Nachman, the Gemara rejects this, and the Gemara says, now aside from the regular bishul al yidei ha'ar, there are three types of other bishul. There's bishul b'chama, there's bishul that is done by the sun, there's bishul b'toldos ha'chama, that which is heated by the sun, and there's bishul b'toldos ha'ar, bishul that's done by that which is heated by a fire. And the halachos of these three types of bishul are different from each other. When it comes to bechama, cooking in the sun itself, like putting an egg directly in the sun in order to roast it, everyone's going to agree, both Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan are going to agree, that it's going to be mutter. The Yisudar Raisa is only when it's derech bishul, and this is most certainly not derech bishul. The Rabbanan would only be choshesh that you might come to be mevashel be'esh if you're cooking in a way that can easily be confused with being mevashel be'esh. But cooking in the sun in no way would ever be confused with cooking by a fire. Betoldos ha'ar, when you're cooking with something that was heated by a fire, so kuliyam lo pligid aser. Everyone would agree that that's aser. Both Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi would agree that that's asamidaraisa. Ki pligi, what are they arguing about? Betoldos hachama. They argue in a case where you cook with something that was heated by the sun. Mar savar the chama hold gazrina toldos hachama atu toldos ha'ar, that the Rabbanim made a gzeira that toldos hachama is asr because it could easily be confused with toldos ha'ar, which is asamidaraisa. Mar savar lo gazrina, and Rabbi Yossi holds we never made such a gzeira on toldos hachama on account of toldos ha'ar. So the Mishnah then went weiter now. V'lo yatminen b'chol. The Mishnah said you shouldn't be matmin a beitza, an egg, in sand or in dirt that is heated by the sun in order to roast the egg. And Rabbi Yossi seemed to agree with that. So the Gemara discusses what's the reason for the issur of roasting in sand or dirt, and why is it that it's not subject to the same machlokas? V'liflugnami Rabbi Yossi b'ha. Why doesn't Rabbi Yossi disagree in that case as well? And why isn't he matir just like he was previously matir to roast an egg on hot cloths? So this is toldos hachama as well. The sand is also toldos hachama, just like a hot cloth is toldos hachama. So says Gemara, Rabba Amar, gzera shami yatmin beremet. Over here it's worse, because someone who sees you being matmin in hot sand will think that you're allowed to be matmin in hot coals as well. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says, now, as far as hatman is concerned, there's no reason for a gzera. The reason that Rabbi Yossi's moda that you're not allowed to be matmin a beitza in chol and avak in sand and in dust is mepnesha mazes offer mimakomo. It's because you're moving the dirt from its place when you're matmin in sand, and therefore you're going to be digging a hole. So my benayu, what's the difference between Rabba and Rav Yosef? Says the Gemara, ich benayu offer tichavach. The difference between them is if you have soft dirt already, that according to Rabba it's going to be aser, because the gzera of shemiyatmin peremet is going to apply. Whereas according to Rav Yosef, it's going to be mutter because since you have afer tichalach, so that's it's already soft enough, so that you don't have to be choshesh that you're going to move dirt that is attached and that is really part of the ground from its original spot, because it's already movable dirt. It's very soft and it's very easily moved, so we're not concerned that you're going to actually be digging. So the Gemara asks on Rav Yosef, so Meisvei, they ask Rav Yosef, wait a second, Shumungum Liel Omer, Price, it tells us, Shumungum Liel holds, Megalgal in Beitza al Gabi Roteach, you're allowed to roast an egg on Shabbos on top of something that was heated from the sun, because you're allowed to be mevashel in toldos hachama, ve'in megalgal in beitza al gabe sid roteach, but you're not allowed to be megalgal beitza on top of sid roteach that was heated by a fire, because the toldos ha'or you're not allowed to cook with. So bish lama l'man diyamer. I understand very well according to Rabbah, who holds that the reason that Rabbi Yossi is moda that it's aser to be matman b'chol is gzeir Hashem yatman b'remet, that you might come to do hatmana in hot coals. So I understand that if you roast an egg on a gag roteach, on a hot roof, leka l'migzer, there's no room for such a gzeira, because you're not being matmin, you're just placing it there, and that's why it would be mutzer, so it doesn't look at all like hatmana. But if your concern is that you're moving dirt around, and that's why you're not allowed to be matmin in sand, ligzer, then we should be gozer even on a gag, that you might come to move the dirt around on the roof in when you're roasting the egg. So answers the Gemara, no, stam gag, less bayafar. Roofs don't have dirt on them, so that's why you're allowed to roast an egg on a rooftop, because the rooftop, first of all, is only being heated by the sun, and there's no reason for any gezeira, not a gezeira of hatmana, because you're not actually surrounding it or being matmin it, and also no room for a gezeira that you're going to come to be chofer, because there is no digging, there's no dirt to be dug on the top of the roof. So now the Gemara challenges Rav Yosef again. Toshema, I'll bring you another raya to Rabbah and against Rav Yosef, because our Mishnah said, "Ma'isa shasu anshei Tveria, ve'viu silan shel tzonin l'toch ama shel chamin," that they brought some cold water and they put it in a kli that they then placed in hot water, and they asked the Chum Masrid using it on Shabbos, using that May Silon on Shabbos. And the Gemara assumes that Chamei Tveria are not heated by fire at all, so it's like cooking with Toldos HaChama. So why in the world would it be Aser? So Bish Lama L'man Diyamar Gezer Hashem Yatmin Beremetz. I understand very well according to Rabbah, who holds that the reason Rabbi Yossi's Moda to the Yisra Hatman B'chol is because it's a Gezerah that you might come to me Matmin Beremetz. So Hainu Didamya Lahatmana. That's for the same reason we're not going to allow that which was heated by Chamei Tveria, because it also is similar to Hatmana. L'man Diyamar, but according to Yosef holds that the reason that Rabbi Yosef is moda to aser hatman b'chol is b'pnei shemei zofer mimakomo, because you're moving dirt, ma'ikal meimer. Then why is Rabbi Yosef moda over here to the yisur of meisilon? Chamei tveria are like toldos hachama. There should be no chshash of moving dirt around. Says Gemara, misavert ma'isa tveria asefakai. Why you think that the ma'isa of the anshi tveria that's quoted in the Mishnah is going back on the seifa of sand and dirt and the avak drachim that we just mentioned? That Rabbi Yossi's Moda is going to be Aser, and the Mishnah is trying to be Mechazik that point by telling us this Maisa to emphasize that Rabbi Yossi is being Moda? No, Aresha Kai. It's going back on the Resha where it said, Lo Yafki Enabasudorin, Rabbi Yossi Matir, that you're not allowed to roast it in hot cloths, but Rabbi Yossi is Matir. Vahachika Amrile, Rabbanan Rabbi Yossi. And this is what the Rabbanan are telling Rabbi Yossi. How could you be Matir roasting a Beitza in hot cloths, which are told the Sachama? Hamaisa da Anshei Tveria, but what about the story of the Anshei Tveria? Did Toldos Chama, who where the Chamei Tveria is also Toldos Chama, va'asri luhu Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan say that it's aser to use that water on Shabbos? So the Gemara explains the answer of Rabbi Yossi back to the Chamim. Amar luhu, Rabbi Yossi says back to the Chamim, hahu Toldos Orhu, you're misunderstanding how Chamei Tveria work. They are not Toldos Chama, they're Toldos Or, they're heated by the sun. They're heated by fire, rather. How are they heated by fire? What fire heats them? The fires of Gehenim, because that's where the Chamei Tveria pass by, and from it's from Gehenim that they derive their heat. So that's why the Chum don't allow using the Mei Silon that was heated by the Chamei Tveria, because it's like Toldos Or, not like Toldos Chama. Toldos Chama in Achinami would be Mutter on Shabbos. So the Gemara explains the din that it can be learned from the story of Maisa Tveria. Amar Rav Chista. So says Rav Chista, Min Maisa Sha'asu Anshe Tveria, Ashil Rabbanan, Batla Hatmana, Bedavra Mosvevel, Vafil Mibod Yom. From the Maisa that the Anshe Tveria, that they took the silon of cold water and they put it in the springs of the hot waters of Tveria on Erev Shabbos, and the Rabbanan asked using that water, and they, even though you didn't do anything on Shabbos itself, everything was done before Shabbos, so we see from there that Hatmana B'davar Amos of Hevel is Aser Afilu Mibod Yom, that you're not allowed to insulate something that adds heat to that which you're insulating, even if your entire Maisa was done before Shabbos, right? That's the major difference between Hatmana B'davar Amos of Hevel versus Hatmana B'davar She'en Amos of Hevel. You're not allowed to be Matman B'davar Amos of Hevel even on Erev Shabbos. So we'll stop there, and Baruch Hashem, next time we'll pick up on the top of Lamed Tes Amud Beis.